Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading the blog, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on the 26th of June, 2020, and it's entitled Oboe to Ida. What happened was, I was listening to an at least 50-year-old LP, a classical collection entitled The Virtuoso Oboe, and it's what the title says. The music was nothing to write home about, but led to a maze of twisty little passages that ended with me admiring the life of a glamorous Russian bisexual Jewish ballerina heiress who's famous for, well, we'll get to that. Regular readers know that I have a background task, working through an inherited trove of 900 mostly classical LPs. In that piece, I said I was going to blog my way through the collection, but I haven't, and I think that's probably okay. But tonight's an exception. As the picture linked above reveals, the records are in cardboard liquor boxes, somewhat clustered thematically. The box I'm currently traversing seems to be mostly weird old shit, mostly bad, mostly scratchy. It contained some malodorous, easy-listening products of the 50s and 60s. I kept one, 1944-46, recordings by Les Brown's extremely white jazz band. Forgettable, except it has Doris Day on vocals, and let me tell you, she sets the place on fire, but I digress. Anyhow, last night's handful of LPs to wash and dry and try included The Virtuoso Oboe and The Virtuoso Oboe Volume 4, whose existence suggests that the series had legs. It features that famous household name, André Lardreau, on, well, oboe. The first record contained music from Cimarosa, Albinoni, Handel, and Haydn, and frankly didn't do anything for me. None of the tunes were that memorable, and I didn't find the oboe playing that stimulating, so it's going off to the Sally Ann. I questioned whether Volume 4 was worth trying, but then I noticed it had a concerto by Antonio Salieri. Who's got Salieri in their collection, I ask you? Nobody, that's who, but now I do. The concerto's nice. If you told me it was by Mozart, I'd believe you. A couple of the melodies are very strong and skip opportunities for convolutions and decorations that W. Amadeus never would have skipped. On the other side was a concertino for English horn by Donizetti. I vaguely remembered that the English horn, also known as cor anglais, is sort of like an oboe, only bigger, and notably neither English nor a horn. Well, while I was reading up on that, I discovered the Oboe d'Amore, which is bigger than an oboe but smaller than a cor anglais. Who could resist learning more about a love oboe? Whereupon, I learned that it's perhaps most famous for leading one of the stanzas in Ravel's Bolero, at which point I was about to stop, because what more can be said after all these years about the Bolero? Well, lots! I'd somehow internalized it as a fact that Ravel hated his most famous work and regretted writing it, but not so. He attended performances and later produced an arrangement for two pianos. He also expressed the perfectly reasonable opinion that once he'd done it, nobody else needed to write any pieces consisting of a single melodic line repeated over and over again for 17 minutes and successively enhanced by adding more and more instruments playing louder and louder. I think he had a point. He also thought I should be played at a steady pace, and got into a big public pissing match with Toscanini, who wanted to play the piece not only louder and louder, but faster and faster. I was thinking about the Oboe d'Amore and Bolero, and speculated that there might be a joke to be found along the lines of turning Bo Derek's name into oboe something, but you'd have to be over 50 to follow the thread, and anyhow, I was wrong, there isn't a joke there. So, Ida Rubinstein. There's more. It turns out that Ravel didn't write the Bolero just because he felt like it, because he was paid for it. A commission from one Ida Rubinstein, with a link to her Wikipedia entry, mentioned at the top, dancer, Russian, heiress, bisexual, etc. The reason I wrote this was to get you to hop over to Wikipedia and read up about her life, which was extraordinary. Having done that, you can actually watch, and here's a link to a YouTube, a very bad silent film of her dancing, someone having supplied us a music track. It's a pity there's no video of her performing to Bolero. My work here is done. That's all, folks.